Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, and today is Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. Our aim, on behalf of Financial Services Online, is to keep you informed about the latest developments in the world of finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management. So let's dive into today's top stories, carefully curated just for you. The Reserve Bank of Australia is putting a hold on any thought of rate cuts as inflation surges to 3.6%. causing household budgets to tighten. As it was expected, the first rate cut would not come until December 2025. With the Stage 3 tax cuts round the corner, there are concerns it may further fuel this inflation. Retail sales numbers are showing only modest growth, signaling constraints on consumer spending. As Australians deal with these surging costs, it's suggested that a curb in spending habits is likely to stay for the remainder of the year. In legal news, insurance juggernauts SGIO, RACV, and SGIC are feeling the heat after being hit with a class-action lawsuit launched by Slater & Gordon. At the heart of the issue is the alleged misleading of long-term customers who were led to believe they were receiving discounts when in fact they were charged higher premiums than new customers due to an algorithm. The parent company, Insurance Australia Group, is sticking to their guns, insisting they have delivered on their loyalty promises. This situation highlights a pressing need for greater transparency in the insurance industry. Shifting gears to electric vehicles, a report from the International Council on Clean Transportation placed Tesla and BYD at the forefront of electric vehicle strategies. Mercedes-Benz and MG aren't far behind. Meanwhile, the likes of Mazda, Honda, and Suzuki, along with India's auto sector, are trailing behind in the EV race. It's worth noting Australia's commitment towards zero-emission vehicles by 2035, aligning with new fuel efficiency standards. With a 161% rise in the EV market in Australia, the race is clearly on. Finally, we see a trend emerging in the superannuation sector. More and more individuals are stepping away from industry superfunds towards self-managed superfunds. This follows a dip in performance that has seen industry funds take a larger hit, prompting people to choose self-managed options. A sudden spike in member engagement may indicate an increased attention towards retirement planning. That's all from us for now. For more updates, remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Thank you for listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay informed, stay financially savvy. Goodbye, until next time.